the realtor, I said, literally, I'm not exaggerating, I'll give it away if you can find somebody that will take it and you get the commission off of it ever. Anyway, we didn't get any way. It didn't get anywhere that way. I came in early today, partly to visit with at the assessor's office, and I found, they found, kind of, a lot directly across the street from this one that's half, it's valued at $1,000 instead of $2,500.
Gotcha.
And there's a number of them valued at that. Ends in 10-2. But anyway.
These almost, are all lots out at Emerald Point? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, at the very least, not what I'm asking for, but at the very least, it ought to be dropped to $1,000. And I'd be happy if you could drop it to $1.
No, I get it.
And I was hoping I'd run on through this process somebody that would like to have it. I did look online this morning and a realtor's site, and there's one was, they're available for $2,000, as low as $2,000. And so anyway.
And they're not selling?
Not these. I don't know about others, but some of them, you know, some of the values are hundreds of thousands of dollars. But
okay. But
those that aren't in good places like mine.
Can you see the lake from your lot?
No.
Can you see a nice gully?
Yeah, the road's kind of washed out there pretty close. I haven't been out there for a while, but as the picture shows, there's no, it backs up to a right-of-way, I think. But anyway, it doesn't have any value to me and to others as well. So how you come up with a value, I remember in my days at the assessor's office, we had a minimum value that Danny Strahan,
sure,
or James Strahan, I should say, put on there. It seemed like it was $530 was the lowest they do, and I think they did that just because of the cost of sending out a bill. But
so is that kind of a flat lot?
I don't think it's, yes, I think it's kind of flat, yeah.
When I get a chance, if I could speak, that I'd like to.
You think you can work something out? Is that what you're...
Well, you never mentioned it to me, and you know this is a non-assessment year because you used to be the assessor. The thing is, when you were the assessor, this thing started at $69,900, mm-hmm. and then in 2015, it was brought down to $13,000, and then in 2016, it was brought down to $2,500. And from what I understood, when you look at the beacon, how all the numbers are different, maybe, and it could be hearsay, but somebody told me that you physically went in the truck and went along with everybody grading these and making the numbers. I could be wrong. Please correct me. But it hasn't changed under my assessment. I've left it the same. This does appear to be a flat lot, which you just said it is. A lot of people either are cantilevered over a hole, or they have to blast even put a driveway. This one doesn't appear to be that way. I've not done, again, any land reassessments in Emerald Point at this point. And the one thing I will tell you, there is a realtor that's selling these, but only because I think, I asked him, because he's selling even worse lots that you can't even build on without blasting. People just want access to that boat storage.
That's one of those realtors is who I went to. I'd heard that story, and he had connections with people wanting them for that reason. And so he listed it, like I said, and we went through that process.
But right now you are currently at the amount that you, the value you put on it when you were the assessor, and it's been that way since you, when you were in charge of the office, and it's not been touched. And as you can see, everybody around you is $2,500, but across the street, those are not buildable, apparently, like yours is.
Yep.
And so they're the lower ones.
Yep. FYI, when I came into office, Emerald Point was a question or a problem. They were valued at $69,000 because that's what they sold for. That's the sales letters that we got. And people were in the same situation earlier on. So, yes, Roger, Todd, and I went down personally, the two of us. We drove the whole thing, and we graded them from a 1 to an 8.
Okay.
And an 8 was blasting, as you said. Some of them, literally, you'd have to blast the road in to get to the lot. So we valued those at $7,000.
And I haven't changed your decision.
After that, we found that that was too high, and we dropped them to $1,000 on this neighboring lot. And on my lot I own was $2,500. So...
Well, there's about four in a row, isn't there? And then up above yours, there's like three in a row that are $25,000.
Yeah, but you look at the whole subdivision, and you'll find tons of them.
They're all over.
Tons of them.
I agree.
And I wouldn't know what to tell you to value them, but I'd say it's time to reassess those lots because some of them are maybe of higher value than you have them at from what I left you with, but others, like mine, need to be dropped to lower yet, I think.
Okay, but basically you've got, looks like on the right side there of this picture that we're looking at, your lot and four below it or five below it from back in your time when you were there, you put them at $2,500 and the ones across the street are about $1,000. My eyes are bad.
Yep. Yeah, I can't see it myself, hardly.
And across the street is a steep grade, more unbuildable or steeper grade or do we know?
Again, this is just a touch. I mean, unless it's changed, I don't think it has. There's tons, I mean, hundreds maybe, without exaggeration, of lots that people have paid big prices for.
He's on the lower elevation compared to two streets over.
Trying to get a picture here of the other one. Any discussion? You know, on the one hand, $2,500 is pretty low. On the other hand, they're not selling. So I don't...
Have you got anything that shows you have it for sale?
I had it listed with a realtor for a year and a half, but when his contract went out, I just dropped it because he had dropped it, I think, three times, and we didn't get any takers on it. And again, I asked him to give it away for me, if he could find somebody to give it to, and I assume he didn't find anybody.
I wish you'd come in and talk to me, but again, as you know, I couldn't do anything for you for 24, for 25.
Right.
We might be able to, but at this point.
I was sharing with somebody the day, $25, you know, once didn't much, but when you get five or six times, that's $100 or $150, and I thought, I need to go to BOE because I can't give it away. So that's why I'm here at this time, is I just put it off for couple of years and had time to do it this time, so here I am. Yeah, there's your picture that shows.
How long ago did you have it on the market?
I don't remember. Tim Sonato had it. He was reputed to be in connection with the boat folks. I would guess a couple of years ago.
Okay, I'm just not seeing it. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
And again, Chuck, if it was the only one that was priced that way and everything else, but everything on that side is valued higher, and we, as the assessor, I'd have to, as you know, lower everybody.
Right.
Had that $2,500 this year.
Well,
so. I understand. He's the one that's come in and asked. They didn't ask.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess we're considering based on everything else that's going on out there. But I'm just curious as to how many lots have sold out there recently and what they've sold it for.
I tried to get sales letters, and Dan wasn't able to get to the right place. Said Debbie wasn't in the office this morning or something. Anyway,
right.
I was hoping to get sales letters to see what was going on.
I wish you would have even called a week ago. We could
well,
whatever we could find.
Chuck, do you have any ability to get something like that in the next couple, the next day or so? I mean, to get some.
Well, the assessor can. Yeah. I assume you keep them in a file or some sort.
Do you have any idea what's sold out there, if anything?
Most of it is sold at tax sales. There is. A builder that's getting ready to build. He's got 50 lots out there, and he's fixing to take off. So
is that right? Well,
that could increase the value, but the lots are scattered all throughout Emerald Point. They're not particularly in that particular spot.
Well, that's good that somebody's that'll help some folks.
And you're in a section with houses in that section.
I'm looking to see how many have sold.
Are there houses over near where yours is?
In that phase?
Up on the same street, but up on the bluff above him.
Yeah, up higher.
There's
one. Lakeview or something.
When they got a Lakeview.
Yeah, and we're fixing to build one out there.
Right, because all that land up to the north up there in the left corner, that's a phase that isn't selling at all. It's like over very steep cliffs, and there's no houses in that section.
And Susan, FYI, I did call in and talk to Debbie back on 3/15, and she said just to come on to BOE.
Okay.
So
all
right. I did make that step that we're supposed to make.
I believe whatever you say. That's good.
So in just a quick look in the last year in there, they have sold anywhere from $1,000 to $1,850, $2,000, $3,000, all the way up to $147,000 for plots of land. So it's all over the place.
Yeah. That's why when I was here, we'd literally got in the truck and had a big map and drove around and looked at.
So what made you buy that particular lot?
More so
you saw it was flat?
It was for sale by the collector for $1.
But you looked at it before you bought it?
Oh, no.
For a dollar.
No?
I think I bought five at the time. She had five on Merriam Woods and this one. The other one sold real quick for $75.
Gotcha.
So lot 329 on Emerald Point Drive, which is where he is, he's 735. Sold, I probably can't say that on the air, but we probably need to be around the 1850 to 2000 mark.
This is what your experience with the unsold lots, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, because I've worked with Chuck before on this capacity, you guys are going to have to make the motion, so I'm not going to. I mean, somebody's going to have to make a motion if we're going to do anything on it. So.
I would make a motion that we adjust to 1800.
Okay.
I'll say.
Okay. A second. there's been a motion on the floor to adjust the value from 2500 to 1800. And we have a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chairman will abstain. Motion passes. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Seriously.
How's it feel to be on the other side there?
Seriously, I appreciate what you all do. It's all right over here.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Good to see you. All right. We have... still 2:30, so we probably aren't going to get them in here for a bit.
And I had one before him that we skipped.
The one that you're talking about, we're waiting for the people?
Yeah, that's an in-person.
Yeah.
So that's a 3:00.
I knew nothing about this coming, and you guys set the value at the BOE in 22, and so this was a surprise to me.
The 791-160.